Youth Academy, St Leonard's Voluntary Primary School on Bird's Hill, the old sandstone one, which somebody decreed they would pull down, and it was demolished, and we've got the new school at the bottom of my garden now. I did try to rally support to keep it, but it was too valuable a site. It was decreed it was going to be pulled down, and it was pulled down. That's what villagers called it, Eve Academy. You know, it's no H, Eve. And yeah, I went there till I was 11. I say it was called a voluntary, and then it's voluntary primary school. Nothing voluntary about it as far as I was concerned, because I wasn't a good scholar. I was only, all I was in, I could, always interested in words. The only thing I was ever any good at was English and nature. So I was a middle, you know, I sort of drifted along. I went with the flow, basically. The teacher was strict. It always amused me because they were very religious, went on pilgrimages to the Holy Land, and then came back and beat the living daylights out of us. And the headmistress was particularly the worst, I think. She was a demon. And she would slap you with a ruler on the legs, with a flat end. And sometimes, if she was really miffed, she would wrap you across the knuckles with a sharp end. And if you complained, you just got another one. All you needed to come from the wrong end of the village, basically. My family, we were quite rough and ready, quite poor, and there was definitely a class thing going on there. You know, people coming from better families got a better treatment, I think. But that, again, that was the way it was. That was the times we lived in. So I don't look back on it with any great sort of rose-tinted glasses or nostalgic for it. But I just didn't want to see the old building go, basically. And it's a lovely old building. And because the Swiss come back every year to nest in it. But that's another one of my memories, is sort of being in the playground trying to catch the Swiss. You knew you weren't going to catch it. You know, but it was just something you did. It was a nice village to grow up in. You know, in the 50s, there wasn't a lot of traffic. In fact, there were still horse and carts being used. And people had got time for each other, and you know, like there was fights on a Saturday night outside the pubs and that. Well, it was bound to happen. Blokes work hard all week, you know, in all weathers, because they go in a pub on a Friday and Saturday night, let off steam. Well, I don't really want to say too much, but there was, you know, quite a few classic punch-ups in the street, policemen getting their helmets kicked up the road and all things like that. And I can mention one or two of my female relatives who weren't averse to giving somebody a right hook, and even assaulting police when they thought that it was worthwhile doing. So, no, it was good to, yeah, it's good to grow up in the village in the 50s. And of course, one of my earliest memories is Obnow boots on the pavements in the mornings. You wake up as the blokes went off to work in the pits. Yeah, they all wore Obnow boots in them days to make them last. So that's sort of one of my first early memories. Is the sound of Obnow boots on the path as the blokes went off to work down the pits.